Ringers, the Christmas special. Hello and welcome to the BBC's Christmas night coverage, giving you by the minute analysis of the results. It really is promising to be one of the most decisive Christmases for years. Laura Koonsberg, what's the latest on St. Nick?
Well, David, he's currently making a list. He's checking it twice. I'm just hearing he's going to find out who's naughty or nice, but at the moment, it's too close to call.
Thank you, Laura. Of course, the polls are suggesting an absolute landslide for nice, with a 90-10 split over naughty. We go over now to Jeremy Vine with his frankly ridiculous CGI gadget.
Here we are, okay, great naughty nice, as you can see behind me. In this 300-foot CGI sled, Santa Claus is most certainly coming to town. What CGI Santa doing now? Let's have a look. Oh, he's dancing. Look at him go. Cha-cha-cha, rumba, ooh, samba, ooh, ooh. Now, if you look at the screen, there's a giant fluorescent reindeer, very scary, whose flapping ears represent the moving Christmas landscape. Flappy, flappy. He's been ridden, of course, by a ginormous turkey. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Back to you, David.
Thank you, Jeremy, as ever, for that enlightening coverage. Oh, I'm just hearing there's been a dramatic last-minute scandal. Emily Maitlis, what's the latest?
Well, David, this is quite a shock. It appears that a little boy in Doncaster has just seen Mummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe. On a day where we're being judged on who's naughty or nice, this could be seen as flagrant double standards.
Just going to have to interrupt you there, Emily. The first count is in. Yes, it's Sunderland South, as always. Here's Evan Davis with the results.
I can't believe it. It's a 98% swing to naughty. The pollsters were completely wrong. If only there was something in 2016 to warn us about believing the polls.
Thank you, Evan. Andrew Neil, what does this swing towards naughty mean?
Well, it means quite simply, everyone's getting coal. The results are in. Manchester, they've got coal. Bristol, coal. Durham, coal. Oh, someone in Maidstone's got a satsuma. Lucky them. No, that's just coal painted orange. I am, of course, an expert on painting things orange. Just ask my barber. Belfast coal, Truro coal, Inverness coal. I've got coal, you've got coal. It's coal all right.
Well, 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 there you go. Another shock outcome for 2016. Maybe we should all have been nicer to each other this year. Good night.
You've reached Theresa May. I can't take your call right now, so please leave a message. Unless you're Nicky Morgan, in which case you can kiss it, girlfriend.
Yeah, Theresa, babe. Yeah, right, it's Mick. Yeah, rock and roll, how's it hanging? Yeah, listen, like, I know it's Christmas, you know, season of giving and goodwill and all of that. And trust me when I say you look totally fab. But babe, I really need my leather trousers back. Come on, babe, it's been 3 weeks. Look, if you're struggling to get out of them, I'll find a bit of talcum powder and baby oil really works a treat. Call me. OK, got to go and change your nappy, not my own. Rock and roll.
Just starting over on BBC One, something you'd never watch if you were at home, but as you're at your parents' house for Christmas, you'll watch it. But only so you can tweet ironically the entire time that you're only watching it because you've no choice. Meanwhile, here on BBC Two, it's the Coast Christmas Special.
Hello, I'm Neil Oliver. A 70s public information film made flesh. The British coastline, majestic, treacherous. It has inspired poets and authors, a place of danger and great beauty. And yet, what is different about it at Christmas? I'll tell you what, absolutely nothing. But the BBC think they have to make Christmas specials of every show under the sun. It's exactly the same here. Coastal paths, just the same at Christmas. Long pebbled beaches, just the same. Look, here are some ruddy fishermen unloading their catch. Guys, fishing at Christmas, exactly the same, right?
Fish in, Your catch of fish, it's the same at Christmas.
Catching fish? Oh, you mean with the boat? No, we're smuggling cocaine, Neil. No money in fishing. We're never busier than at Christmas. People want to get off their nut because of having to watch all the rubbish Christmas specials.
Same with my boat. We're smuggling in loads of contraband booze. So much demand, people want to get wazooked.
Without this Christmas rush, I don't know how we'd feed our families the rest of the year.
And there was cynical old me getting it all wrong. Christmas is actually a special time on the coast. A time when drug smuggling and contraband booze bring festive joy. And some idiots probably go fishing. Shut up, losers, and listen. It has been brought to my attention by my chief of Natchez, Steve Bannon, that my name, the Donald's name, has been found on a list. A list drawn up by Santa Claus. It's not great. I am not naughty. Hasn't Santa read Breitbart? Everything is post-truth now. Donald Trump is nice. I'm a nice guy. So I'm really nice. I gave a bum who was begging a steak dinner. His name was Mitt Romney. So, with immediate effect, I am banning all sleighs drawn by magical reindeers from entering U.S. airspace forever. A total ban. And should any sleighs violate the ban, Rudolph won't just have a red nose. He'll also have a couple of Tomahawk missiles fired by an F-16 straight up his reindeer ass. In conclusion, the Donald would like to wish everyone a happy Christmas. One filled with joy, laughter, and the creeping sense of dread in the pit of your stomach that it's just 28 more sleeps until I get the nuclear codes.
In a world filled with violence and despair, there's one group of British superheroes dedicated to upholding all that is good and decent. Sir Ian McKellen.
Destroy the ring, Frodo!
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Engage the Borg, Riker.
Dame Judi Dench.
Take the shot, Commander Bond.
And Sir Alan Bennett.
Look lively on that stairlift, Doris, or we'll never get downstairs in time for eggheads.
They are the National Treasures. The National Treasures have been summoned to their secret base deep beneath BAFTA headquarters.
Right, everyone. A most grievous situation has been brought to my attention.
Oh, dear. Noel Edmonds hasn't scaled the outer perimeter fence again, has he?
Even worse than that, Ducky. A Christmas emergency. One of us in this room has nothing to flog.
You can't be serious. Everyone knows the great unwashed can't get enough of what the National Treasures are flogging at Christmas. David Attenborough could break wind and someone would pay him 30 quid for it.
Well, it's not me. My latest book, Keeping On, Keeping On, is right up there in the bestsellers with those grown-up Ladybird books and How to Cheat at Pokemon Go.
And I am flogging the West End play that I'm performing in with that insufferable whoopsie Ian McKellen.
Well, whereas I'm flogging the West End play that I'm performing with tiresome slaphead Patrick Stewart.
But if it's none of us, that means it's...
Dame Judy!
Oh, God, I'm so ashamed. Naturally, I expected to have a tour de force one-woman show at the Almeida, but Alison Steadman beat me to it. Can't we just forget about it?
Forget about it? You know the sacred code of the National Treasures. Where there's carolers singing, there's cash registers ringing. You must be banished, Judy.
Oh, no, please, please, I'll do anything.
How about Panto with John Barrowman and Sunita in Huddersfield?
Banished it is.
No, wait.
Olivia Colman.
Yes, hello.
Well,
sorry.
What are you doing here?
You can't banish Judy. She is the National Treasure.
Ooh, get you. She has to go. She's got nothing to flog.
Wrong.
What's this? A CD of Dame Judy performing as Olivia Colman as she reads Patrick Stewart's account of the time he watched Ian McKellen reading his diary about starring in an Alan Bennett play at the National.
With a foreword by Stephen Fry.
Genius!
Genius. Genius. That'll be Noel Edmonds again. Electrifying that fence was the best £1,000 we've ever spent.
BBC Radio 4. As a special festive treat, Barack Obama tells a Christmas cracker joke.
What is big, difficult to spot, and flies over children's houses on Christmas Eve? My drone strikes, no more questions.
Welcome to Kirsty's Handmade Christmas, a programme where I take any old rubbish and turn it into a TV show. We all know it's an expensive time of year, particularly now the pound is worth roughly the same as this tree decoration I crafted from cardboard and contempt for the masses. But never fear, I've got some super handmade gift ideas for you. From your au pair to your sous chef, there's something for everyone. And as for the pool boy, I can't wait to see his little Puerto Rican face when he opens this glorious knitted G-string on Christmas morning. But first things first, I'm going to show you how to make this delightfully simple tea cosy. All you need is a teapot, your sewing machine, and a genuine Maximilian mink fur you picked up in the late 80s whilst in Milan with the Chipping Norton set. Such larks. Of course, we mustn't forget the table centrepiece. I love creating a stir, something your dinner guests can really admire. This year, I'm using Pip, the stable lad. Just wrap him in tinsel, stick some tea lights on his nipples, and stuff a hand-blown bauble in his mouth. Next week, I'll be helping you with that age-old festive conundrum. Which of your houses do you use for Christmas? Devon or Notting Hill, it's guaranteed to be a very merry Christmas as long as there's family, food, and a reinforced wall to keep the poor people out.
Primrose 0082, Stanley Johnson speaking. Boris.
Huzzah! Yo, Padre! Boof and a boff and a whiff and a waff!
Wazoo seasons, solicitations, and such forth.
Ding wop 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 seasons, Yule! Bah! And yet it is upon the night before the old kissing of Santa, as it were within the bah bah! Indeed it is!
And I, Bahingo, mulled wide upon the feast of Silent Night Bah! Dilly, dilly, ding, dong, da, da, Christmas, what's it, blah.
Okay, then, 3 o'clock it is.
Yes, glad we got that sorted. Merry Christmas.
And now the Radio 4 Christmas appeal. This year, delivered by the Prime Minister.
At Christmas, when we all let our hair down and enjoy carefully measured out doses of fun, carefully counterbalanced with acts of penitence, we should pause to spare a thought for those people who are lonely and have no friends this Christmas. Yes, I'm talking about British prime ministers. Those of us who saw the pictures of your PM at the European summit, wandering around like a vegan at a meat raffle, could not fail to have been moved by just how isolated and shockingly alone she was. Now imagine being Prime Minister and having to be Billy No-Mates at European summits for the next 2 years. The days she'll spend listening to Classic FM on her translating earphones, eating her packed lunch in the empty chamber. Imagine her in the ladies' lavatories, switching on the hand dryer to drown her quiet sobs. So if you're a head of state of a foreign country, it doesn't cost anything to say hello, even if you're one of the poor ones with the silly hats. Keep her company. Have a cup of tea and a chat. Compliment her on her trousers. Buy some weapons. Anything to make her feel wanted. If you can make just one Prime Minister this Christmas feel less lonely and isolated in Europe, then you might stop her doing something wretched. like accepting that invitation from Nigel Farage to have a festive Scotch egg round his gaff. And nobody wants that, do they?
You're watching This Week with me, Andrew Neil. Coming up later, we've got a dancing polar bear holding a candy cane, a snowman who can fly and sing falsetto, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew, I know why you've engendered that incredulous tone in your voice. It's because the other guests are white, and I happen to be black. Now, I've worked very hard to be judged not on the colour of my skin, but on the stupidity of what I say.
So what ridiculous shiny bauble is the Labour Party fixated on this week?
Well, I'm very concerned, Andrew, about Father Christmas. I think he may emerge as standard bearer for the Blairites in Parliament and issue a leadership challenge to Jeremy.
I see. Well, that's a good one. Why would he do that?
Well, isn't it obvious? Just like my lovely Jeremy, he's old and kindly, he's white-haired, his suit is extremely old-fashioned, and you only see him once a year. He has all these things in his favour, yet like Blair, he supports a discredited capitalist system.
Well, we have the big fella on my screen, Santa. Do you have any intention of running against Jeremy Corbyn in a mythical leadership election?
Ho, ho, ho! Of course not, Andrew. I'm far too busy with my current job.
There you see, Andrew. That is exactly what a potential leadership challenge contender would say.
Santa?
For the last time, I don't want to be leader of the bloody Labour Party. I'm happy to carry on giving presents to all the good little boys and girls.
Well, that clinches it. He's bribing the delegates. I have to stop him.
What? I've just had 1,000 tweets from illiterate students saying I'm a fat bastard and a Blairite stooge. And someone's broken the windows of my toy factory. No job's worth this. I quit. You hear me? Christmas is now cancelled. I hope you paranoid lefties are all bloody...
Well, Christmas has been cancelled, Diane. And it's all your fault.
Have no fear, Andrew. Jeremy will step into the breach. He'll put on his warmest duffel coat and travel the world, dispensing socialist bon mot and homemade jam. And I will be there to guide his sleigh with my bright red Fidel Castro T-shirt.
Well, there you have it. If you hear the jingle of bells and a whiny voice echoing across the rooftops on Christmas Eve, it'll be our Jeremy shouting on Dancer, on Prancer, on Cupid, on Vixen, on Rudolph, and Diane Abbott!
It's Christmas Day here on BBC One, and now it's time for Her Majesty the Queen. So put down that Quality Street tin and bloody well listen, damn you.
As your monarch looks back over the last 12 months, the overriding feeling one has is, 2016, you can do one. So we all look to 2017 with hope for better days. Yes, well, fat chance of that. Well, you know that £350 million I need to spruce up Buckingham Palace. No doubt you are imagining that it would be used to repair buttresses and tapestries and the like. Would that were the case. No, I'm afraid one's going to spend it all on Trump-proofing. It's like damp-proofing, but the stains are far more orangey. We'll be putting plastic all over the furniture and anti-groping shields on the chambermaids. President Trump, can you believe it? Ye gods, it may have taken over 300 years, but finally the Yanks are realising what numpties they were for ditching the monarchy. Oh, it's too late now. One doesn't want your bloody country back, so you can all stop begging me on social media. Happy Christmas. This is your queen dropping her sceptre and owning you all.
BBC Radio 4. And now, Michelle Obama reads their Christmas cracker joke.
What song do you sing at a snowman's birthday party? Freeze a jolly good fellow.
And now, a cracker joke from Melania Trump.
what song do you sing at the snowman's birthday party? Freeze a jolly good fellow. I don't get it.
Well, 2016 was a jolly eventful year, wasn't it?
Available now on one download. It's the Christmas treat you've been waiting for. Penelope Wilton describes 2016 so it sounds lovely. She'll cover all the awful events, but with her soothing voice, it'll sound like 2016 has actually been sort of okay. Topics such as UK politics.
There was a referendum, and now one half of the country hates the other half, and the other half hates them back.
American politics.
The people voted, and now a self-proclaimed sex-offending racist cheese-haired wackadoodle fruit monkey douche canoe is president.
Obituaries.
Everyone you loved as a child is now dead. Without exception, everyone's dead.
So, no matter how catastrophic the event, be soothed by Penelope. She'll spare no detail.
You've probably forgotten about this by now, but there's still no cure for the Zika virus.
From the significant,
North Korea could start a nuclear war.
To the less significant,
Toblerones are smaller.
And for an extra $5.99, she'll even personalise it for you.
And then the day after you lost your job, your girlfriend said, "Sit down, we need to talk about us and where this is going."
Penelope Wilton describes 2016 so it sounds lovely. Buy now and you'll get Penelope Wilton reads out Donald Trump's tweets so they sound sane. Absolutely free.
It.
Yes, Clary, it is.
Oh, you were right, Joe. Something is upsetting Helen.
That's just it, Joe. That's exactly what I'm worried about. That my storylines will never go back to being as boring as everyone else's in Ambridge. They could string this out for years. As Jack grows up to be some psychotic demon spawn horror, the omen of Lower Loxley.
Oh, relax. If I know the scriptwriters, you shouldn't have any worries on that score. In no time, they'll lose interest and have you wittering on about making jam and having contests, the village tombolas, crop rotation in the lower field, just like everyone else does.
I hope you're right, Clary.
Everyone, have you heard the news?
Oh, you mean that news in the hall?
No, not about Kanye West, Joe. About Rob. He's only running to be leader of Ambridge District Council.
What, Rob standing for election?
But Rob's loathsome and filled with hate.
With a history of harassing women and bragging about treating them like pieces of meat.
That's all true, but Rob's promising to build a wall between Ambridge and Borchester. And says only he can make Ambridge great again. What do you mean that's a very catchy slogan, Joe?
Oh, no, you know what this means.
What?
It means the Archer scriptwriters have been reading the newspapers again and they think they can seamlessly weave the zeitgeist of world events into an already incredibly unrealistic story of country folk.
Oh, dear. I don't think this is going to end well.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Yes, it is a great honour to have been elected the new head of Ambridge District Council. It's going to be great. So great. It's going to be really great. It's going to be great. And what should we do with Crooked Helen?
Lock her up! Lock her up!
Oh, dear, Helen. I think your 2017 might not be quite as boring as you'd hoped.
Greetings, loyal Corbynistas, and festive non-denominational salutations to you all. Welcome to my Christmas webcast. I've glued my VHS camcorder to my Remington typewriter, so here we go. The Corbyn house is always busy at Christmas, as I invite over Auntie June, Uncle Christopher, Bill and Nora from next door, and of course Hamas. They can be tricky house guests. They repeatedly denounce Judeo-Christian values. They violently claim the dining table as their own sovereign territory. And they won't eat the pigs in blankets. But who's my favourite guest? It is, of course, my charming 8-year-old nephew, young Martin here, and his mother.
Hello, Uncle Jeremy. Look what Santa got me.
No, Martin, Santa is a capitalist construct used to promote unbridled consumerism and the exploitation of a vertically challenged workforce. What the elves really need is a strong union headed by Len McCluskey. My Christmas is much better. We gather round to carve the tofu. I've replaced cracker jokes with the full 2.6 million word Chilcot report. And we play communist Monopoly, where it's always a draw and everyone starves to death. You're watching BBC News at 10, coming up later, something awful. Sorry, we are just breaking news of yet another celebrity death in 2016, and this is very bad news for anyone that's been nice. Santa is dead. We're already getting comments from the world of showbiz. This from Cheryl, not Tweedy, not Cole, not even Fernandez Vicini anymore.
Santa dead? Serious, like? That's proper shocking news, pet. Bad enough for the little kiddies, but what about me? I only got engaged to Santa 3 days ago.
This came in from Sir Bob Geldof.
Flying around the world, being all sanctimonious about who deserves to get handouts and which naughty people do not. Who did that jerk think he was, me?
Just hold on. We are just hearing that Santa is not dead. Apparently, that report came from a fake news site. We should have guessed that it was a load of old tosh because it was also reporting that Southern Rail is running a full service. And that the Doctor Who Christmas special makes perfect sense. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Colshaw, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson, Duncan Wisby and Lewis MacLeod. It was written by Tom Jameson and Niv Fountain, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Lawrence Howarth, Max Davis, Laura Major, Sarah Campbell and Jack Bernhardt. It was produced and created by Bill Dare, and it was a BBC Studios production.